Let's just get to Tom Cuffey. Who is from Enniscrone in County Sligo, just down the road indeed from where I come from Ashley Masters. As a matter of fact, Tom, you know, if it used to be a big deal, it was a day out for us to go to the great beach at Enniscrone. But anyway, you're welcome, Tom Tuffy.
Thank you very much, Adrian. Thank you for having me on the show.
Listen, again, just before we get into anything deep like the United Irish Counties and Gael of the Year and any of that stuff, you remember Enniscrone, I am sure, as being what was then considered and for years was, an award-winning beach and lovely spot, indeed, yeah. And it's still holding its own. You remember...
Yeah, lovely seaside resort with the beautiful golf course and beach there. It is beautiful in the west of Ireland.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned the golf links there because I served my time as a caddy on the golf links.
Good place to serve.
Yeah, out in the lashing rain, yeah. And there was no golf cart in those days. But,
you had to carry the bag, right?
Had to carry the bag. Tom, I want you to tell us a little bit about the United Irish Counties, and you've had it for now, two terms. Tell us about, how this got together in the first place, if we want to go back, say, 116 years. Do we know?
Yes, it's well over 100 years. And it's the umbrella organization over the county associations. So our primary responsibility is to be a kind of coordination between all of these counties and bring everybody together. We have our dinner dance each year in January. And then we have our fesh in the summertime, which is the oldest fesh in North America.
Yeah.
Very popular with all of the young Irish families that bring their children there to dance each year and for music. And we're very proud of our fesh that we're going every year.
Yeah. And for those who may not be familiar with the fesh, fesh is a competition. Through... the decades. I'm sure there are a lot of listeners and a lot of people who took part in Irish dancing, Irish singing, music, and everything to do with the arts there. It was, it was a tradition which in the New York area, some of the leaders of the Irish community when I came here, took it very seriously and felt that this was an expression and a participation in Irish culture in dance primarily. Was it? Is it still mostly associated with dance?
Well, it's still mostly associated with dance. However, our fesh also includes music and singing, both in English and in Irish. So we have two parts to it, and that ties in with the the flyer and stuff like that, which is run each year in Ireland. But we're very complete in terms of the fesh.
Yeah, and the flyer, as mentioned there by Tom Tuffy, President of United Irish Counties, the flyer in Ireland, led by Coltus Kiltory. Aaron, an organization which got off the ground and is the largest organization for, providing music and singing and broadened a little bit past the fesh. Tom, in my day growing up anyway, it was not known as the FLA, but it was a tremendous area for exponents of Ceilidh music and traditional music and everything. It served its purpose very well.
Yes, it did, yes. Absolutely.
Now, the United Irish Counties, again, they're, 50 or more years ago, oh boy, it's nearly 60 now, when I came here, everybody was kind of, everybody from the different counties would be competing, as it were, for who had the biggest crowd for their particular county. It was friendly but competitive at the same time in terms of what the United Irish Counties would can hold together, in that the United Irish Counties, I think most people would agree, is not and doesn't have as much to do with the size, the numbers of people who who came from the different parts of Ireland, as some of the major county and the county dances and the county ball is, as a lot of those, as the membership started to drop, and many of those who would be members of a particular county, some of them did better than others and so forth. But actually, the United Irish Counties is a great, it's the hub of all the counties in Ireland. When I came here, that was fine. And then as time went on, we started to hear people saying, Gobby, with the good old days, what's going to happen to the county organizations? They're all going to be gone before we know it and so forth. That's not
I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, Adrian. Yes, some of the counties might be having a hard time with membership, but generally there's a strong membership throughout the counties, and we have a broad spectrum of executives involved with the United Irish Counties from all of the counties.
Yeah.
So it's still there, it's still going strong. We certainly encourage more membership from younger people and younger Irish Americans, and just to keep the tradition going.
Yeah, and indeed, again, before it's when we have counties that the members who have served well are no longer with us or whatever. We have to bear in mind that because of our silly, stupid immigration laws that we have here, the Irish get swept, out to sea, and more of them if certain people had their way. And that we don't have.
That is having an effect, without a doubt.
And but the interest level is very high, and it's great when you see, the next generation, and indeed the next two generations, that are carrying on the tradition.
I guess that leads right into our Gale of the Year. Your daughter Eileen, who is a wonderful example of an Irish American who is carrying our traditions forward and is doing it in the best way you could possibly ask for. And I know that all of our delegates are very proud to have her as our Gale of the Year for this year.
You're doing so well there. And again, you know how I am. I'm very shy and bashful.
You're a little biased maybe on that one, I know.
For a while there, I was afraid you weren't even going to bring it up. But we are thrilled to bits, yes. And because Eileen is everything you said and more. And I'm being so humble now, I can't believe myself. But anyway, and then you have... Martin Dunn, my God.
Martin Dunn.
Yeah.
A great Tipperary man.
A great Tipperary man who, he's stuck in everything since the day he came to this town. Tipperary, according to Martin Dunn, Tipperary, he's convinced, you know, that Ireland is actually Tipperary and 31 other counties.
Well, yes, Martin is convinced of that. And you know, when I started to look at records and stuff, I was shocked to realize that Martin had never received the Distinguished Service Award because of all the service he's given to not only the United Irish Counties, but to many other organizations in our community. So, like our Gale of the Year, we are extremely proud of Martin, and we are delighted to have him as our honoree this year. Wonderful man, and we'll look forward to having him involved with us for many years to come.
Yeah, and I would imagine that one of the reasons that Martin, you know, is not and hasn't received as many awards as he's normally working on.
Exactly.
And they would
he was too busy.
Too busy.
He was too busy quietly doing all this work.
Now, there's a significant date coming up, and if you're really serious about this one, tomorrow's the deadline for journal and journal ads.
Yes.
And that's very much a part of the success, and a lot of organizations actually depend on those who, you know, who take ads in journals and the journal being, you know, it's a great keepsake. You know, a lot of people have journals, they take them, you know, and they have them for life and sometimes passed on to the next generation. But they are. The journal is actually where, you know, where the organizations, including the United Irish Counties, of course, where messages of congratulations to the honorees and indeed to the organization itself. That's
another part of it, Adrian, is that the journal is our way of raising money, not only to support the United Irish Counties in the year going forward, but also we give, you know, considerable amount of money to other organizations, to other charities. Last year we raised $40,000-$50,000 for Solace House.
Yes.
So I just want your viewers to know that when you contribute to the United Irish Counties, this money is going to other organizations that need help, and certainly to support the United Irish Counties also.
Absolutely. But as you pointed out, the main purpose of the journal is you know, to make sure that there are funds there to be available. And in many cases, the United Irish Counties would be, you know, on top there for those who have either emergencies, for those who are struggling, startups, all you know, all great. Now,
yes,
to get a journal, as a matter of fact, to get an ad into a journal with the best to congratulate. Who are the guests again? Who's that? Who's the Gale of the Year? Yep, I got it. Eileen Flannery Mackle and Martin Dunn.
Eileen Flannery and Martin Dunn, yes.
And Martin Dunn. And the association itself. Is there, what's the easiest way now that they...
Probably the easiest way is to go to our website at United Irish Counties, UnitedIrishCounties.com.
Yeah,
and you'll find all of the information on our website. You'll find contacts for our journal chairman, who's Michael O'Reilly from Cavan.
Yeah,
and for our dance chairman, Donica Costello from Kerry delegate.
Yeah.
So any of those folks and myself will be very happy to help you get in an ad, and I'll give you my number.
Okay.
914-774-6997. Now, please contact me if you need any information or questions about our events, and if you need to get a journal out or a dinner.
Yeah, or a ticket for the dinner, and it is one of the, without a doubt, this is an amazing organization, and it is a chance to get to meet people that you probably won't meet again until the next United Irish Counties Association. Can you imagine? There are, though. It's the greatest mixed room gathering of people from all from different counties. By the way, it's an entertaining evening, an evening of tremendous entertainment. Who do you
yes,
have?
It is.
Who do you have this year?
We have Gus Hayes Band.
Yeah.
I know a lot of your listeners will be familiar with Gus Hayes.
Oh, absolutely.
Great band, so we're very happy to have Gus entertaining us this year.
Tom Tuffy, again, you and I've said this, particularly now that my daughter is Gear of the Year, you've done a tremendous job in not only holding the United Irish Counties together, but I think that there was an impetus, you know, when you came in terms of, you know, you're well known as, you know, in many areas and in many organizations, and you're actually working today. You're on a construction.
I am. I'm down here just checking in on some things today.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck to you. And
thank you, Dan. Listen, thank you for number one having me on your show. But besides that, thank you for all of your support to the United Irish Counties and to our community. You've done a terrific job, and I thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you again, Tom Tuffy. Tom, I know you're working today. Jeez, you might get docked. Will you get back? Like, I know. I was just actually, we played a song there and a tune, you know, about and made reference to, you know, the workers in Ireland. You know, I think they all serve time, you know, on the roads in places like Mayo and your own home county of Sligo,
yeah,
and came out here. So no wonder they built, you know, the roads and the railways in America. Didn't they get a great start from whence we come? Tom, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you, Adrian.
And we'll see you
all
again.
The best.
Now, okay, so I just want to, again, Tom Tuffy there, President, he's gone back to work. I didn't know. I thought he'd be off. No, he's indeed a great. He has the construction company, is a great contractor, and so fair play to him. But listen, here and then, I promise I won't bring it up again, at least until after the news. The United Irish Counties, it's the 116th annual dinner dance. It is taking place at Anton's in Queens, and that's on, you know, on January 31st. The chairperson, of course, is Michael O'Reilly, and Madeleine Conlon. Now, Madeleine Conlon is on that journal committee, and she's a good one to stay away from unless you get, because you're going to get hit up for a journal ad. And that's it. And I tell you, this is another person who is very active in the Irish community, a photographer. You may see her at a lot of Irish events, Nuala Purcell. And you know something? Let me just give you a telephone number, a couple of telephone numbers. Well, let me give you Michael O'Reilly, who is the chair, 646-634-5087. Madeleine Conlon, 917-375-0560. I think that's an unlisted number, but anyway, it's not now. And Nuala Purcell, 718-986-2423. Again, this is the last call for the journal. And again, go to the website, United Irish Counties .com, or Google it, as they say.